Today I'd like to discuss the minhag that most of us, or most batei kenesios, when they have a menorah in the front, the branches are round. Right? It's round.
As opposed to Lubavitch.
Oh, Lubavitch. V. Now in a shul, you're not allowed to have a menorah of seven nelos. That's forbidden. You're not allowed to make a menorah in the same image as the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. That's why there's no such thing in the world, or it's forbidden, for there to be a menorah pretty much of seven branches. It's always going to be a Hanukkah menorah is eight, and it's a menorah because it resembles the menorah. Of course, it resembles the miracle of a menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. So you make a menorah, it's really eight neros. You don't have to be a menorah. You can put eight candles, eight neros. Okay, so lezecher the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash, we make it in the tzur of a menorah, but it's not the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, because the Beis Hamikdash only had seven, and the batei kenesios we only have six, five, all different types, but never ever seven. But when we make a menorah, it does have the tzura of the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, and being that I would say 98% of the menorahs that I've seen in the batei kenesios and Hanukkah menorahs are round. So the question is, in the Beis Hamikdash, we make it round. Why do we make it round? Because we are copying the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Was the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash really round? Maybe it was a V, like you see the Chabad. Chabad, all of the Chabad menorahs are V's. So what is it? So the truth is, the Rambam, let's go through the sources. The Rambam, the Perash HaMishnayis, Masech the Menachos, where the Mishnah discussed the menorah, is clear as day. The branches were bi'alachsoin, were on an angle. And the Rambam drew a picture. We assume it's the picture that he himself drew. And Rambam, his picture, it's clear, that you see this picture around, makes a V menorah. Some will say the Rambam never wrote this picture, right? There are those that discredit the Rambam never wrote this picture, and some printer put the picture in, the printer didn't know what he was doing. So the Rambam's son, Rav Avraham ben HaRambam, he wrote a Perush on Chumash, and in his Perush on Chumash on Parashas Truma, he says that the menorah is, like the way my father described it, is a be'alachs, and alachs means on an angle, v'loy be'eagle, and it's not round, like the picture that my father drew. So the Rambam's son, Edus, and the Rambam's son, that his father held the menorah was a V menorah, not a round. Chabad are very into Rambam. And because Chabad is very much into Rambam, that's why they cherish this Rambam, the parish of Mishnais, and with the parish of Rav Avraham and a Rambam, that the menorah is a V. So I would imagine, I've not been to Chabad lately, I was only there once, not so long ago. I picked up someone there, so once I was there, I went inside, walked around, talked to some people. I didn't pay attention to the menorahs and the Chabad, but I would imagine if they have a menorah by the Amud, I don't know, I haven't been there, anyone been there lately? But you see the Chanukah menorahs, they all are...
It's
a minhag. That's us saying, why do we do this? It's really the Hanukkah menorah. You cannot deny the reason why we make. You don't need a menorah. You could just have a neros. But we make a menorah. So you know, all modern art, go into the Judaica store. I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable. But the pashtus is this is. I'm not saying something which is insane. The simple traditional thing to do is you have a menorah, a Chanukiah, and the menorah is fashioned in the tzura, the basic tzura of the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash. Because what is the miracle come to commemorate after all? It's come to commemorate the miracle of the neiros of the menorah. I'm not saying something so. Into some, we don't have the kaftorim, uplochim, and the gevim, but the basic tzura. And klal yisrael, ruba de ruba, you go into a silver store, you don't go into a Judaica store, you go into a silver store, you don't see silver menorahs, these, you don't see that. Obviously, it's burnt into our shuls, but the kinyosis, but the midrashos, the menorah is a zecher for the menorah. The menorah is burnt into our minds, the menorah is around menorah. So that means that we have a tradition dating back to the time of the Beis Hamikdash and the menorah was round. It's a minhag. Hanach lohem li Yisrael. The Rambam is takert be'alachsan. What about Rashi? Rashi's clear as day. You can dreya azoy and azoy, but Rashi here in Parashas Truma, Parashas Truma, Parachaf Hey Pasik. What happened to the Pasik? I just had it one moment ago. Lamed Beis, Pasik Lamed Beis. As we are with you, Yoytze Mitzvecha Lekan Ulekan Be'alachsan on a diagonal. The simple reading of Rashi is like the Rambam, that it's a V menorah. Okay, you can drey, a lot of people have come along and it was not what Rashi meant. Rashi means it goes like this. The Artscroll Chumashim, they have both. The Artscroll Chumashim, they have a picture of both with the V and the round. This is a new thing today. The simple reading of Rashi and the Rambam without any forced interpretations means Rashi the Rambam learned it was a V. Who's the one that says that it was round? The Maaseh Choshev. The Maaseh Choshev is a Mekubal. His name was Rafael Immanuel Chai Riki. That was his name. He lived, he was a Kadmon. I don't know exactly when he lived. The time of the early Achronim, or maybe he was the very late, very end of Rishonim. I'm not exactly sure when he lived, but he's an authority on this matter. He wrote a sefer called Maaseh Choshev, and he quotes in the sefer something which even preceded him called the Chochmas HaMishkan, and he clearly says the menorah was round, eagle round. And it appears, and this is a sefer, this is a chibur that's miyuchah to the Klei HaMikdash and the Mishkan. It's like the authority on the base HaMikdash, what it looked like in the Klei HaMikdash. Rashi here is learning the psukim with Yipshat. He's learning the psukim. Rashi here is not writing a chibur on describing the details of the base HaMikdash and the Mishkan. Okay, the Mela, we learn, but it's not something that you have to take into account a lot of other things to understand the full structure of the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Is an authority. He says that it is round. Okay, so we have two days. Now, the other thing which comes into play, which is the discussion itself, is the arch of Titus. Am I saying that right? What we say from the Gemara is Titus, Titus. The arch of Titus. In English, the arch of Titus. The Gemara says Titus, right? I always confuse those two, right? Hebrew and English. The arch of Titus. This was an artist created this an image of his eyewitness account of the Romans marching back to Rome with the kelim of the day, Sandish Mechum Bayesheni. And they're carrying on their shoulders the menorah, a menorah. And they claim the menorah that they're carrying on their shoulders, the assumption was this was the menorah from the day, Sandish. And the artist's rendition is a round menorah. And this became famous. It was put in the arch of Titus. There's a tradition, you're not allowed to dance under, you're not allowed to walk under the Arch of Titus. And anyway, today it's closed off because the whole thing is collapsing and it's very delicate, so it's not okay anymore. You anyway can't walk there because it's closed off, so on and so forth. We look at this arch. This is a record from an artist from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. This is the way it was. That's another. Now, the problem is a very big problem. The problem is the menorah of the Arch of Titus is very close, it's very accurate, with all the details of the menorah.
The base.
But there's one thing that's missing. The base is missing. There's no disagreement from anyone. The base of the menorah had three legs. This is Chazal, this is all over the world. What happened to the base of the menorah? The base of the menorah is missing the three legs. So you can say that they cut it off, or they can't carry a menorah with three legs. I heard a very fascinating shift from J.J. Schachter, right? Dr. J.J. Schachter, discussing this in great, great, great length, great detail. Maybe they put a base around it, or but we assume that was the real menorah. Why the legs missing? We don't know. But there are those who argue that wasn't the menorah. In the base HaMikdash, what, they weren't other candelabras? How many light fixtures are there in the average building? 100 in this building, how many light fixtures are there? Hundreds. Okay, ancient times. What was a light fixture? A menorah! So they had nicer chandeliers, less nice chandeliers, just because they were carrying on their shoulders a menorah. Does this mean this was the menorah that stood in the Heichal, that they lit opposite the Shulchan? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Could be the menorah in the Heichal had was a V menorah, and this was a nice chandelier somewhere in the Har Habayis. They need light, you know. You need light wherever you go. Go to the Eretz Yisrael, go to the Kaisel. Look how they light up the Kaisel. You know, you need a lot of things. So that's a discussion. If it was the real, if that is the real thing.
It had
the other details. Okay, so that's the other details. What?
So why would they?
That's the question. Why would they go so far to put the other details and leave out the base?
So
that's the question. And then now, another indication comes from coins from the time of the Chashmonai. This was mamish during the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni. Mamish, not the Chorban Bayis Sheni, when some hilarious were taking away all the spoils. We're dealing with the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash, the time of the Chashmonai. They minted coins. And the coins they minted had the Tzura of the menorah. And the menorah was round. So we assume if this was they minted, they didn't take a stama, a candelabra. They took the menorah. Derech Agav, interesting that state of Israel, their symbol is the menorah from Zechariah, with the menorah with the olive branches, and the menorah is round. They just had an article in the Jewish. They had an article in the Jewish Action about the. In the Knesset, they have a fancy menorah. It's not the menorah. That's a whole different. That's not. It looks a little bit like the menorah on their emblem, on their symbol, whatever it is. But that was the real focus of his shir, Rabbi Shach the shir, that the menorah of the state of Israel was taken from the menorah, the Arch of Titus, regardless of if it's the menorah. It's just a statement that. Golas were trying to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it gets into a lot of philosophical and halachic and ideologies. Alright, this is not a topic. That was his theme. But that's something to keep in mind, that the menorah in the state of Israel today that we look at, you always see in the news and you're proud of, is whether you're a Zionist or not, is the menorah that is a round menorah. A round menorah. It's missing the base, but it's a round menorah. So that's a discussion. So we have over here, so we'll say one other quick thing. We'll review the basic opinions. We have over here Rashi and the Rambam. Simple. Okay, you want to dray, you can dray. People have done this. A lot of people have said, no, that's not Rashi meant. You know, all those type of stories. But Rashi and the Rambam, the Bashe Choshev, and it says round. Our two things, coins, that's what we have. Coins, the Arch of Titus, round. How much do we rely upon this? Big question. Just because you have an Arch of Titus, does that tell you halacha? Big debate, dilemma. One other cute little thing, which doesn't mean anything right away. Just doesn't mean anything, but just something which somewhat some want to take from this. The Bnei Yisaschar and the Bnei Yisaschar, and also the Megale Amukos. Of course, the Megale Amukos. He says that the menorah. Is the name Yudke Vavke, the shame Yudke? How is the menorah the shame Yudke Vavke? What kind of Kabbalistic Hasidic Shavar is this? So, what's the Yudke? There are four letters in Yudke Vavke: Yud, then the letter He, then the letter Vav, and then the letter He. So, let's just take the two letters that one out of the Yud. The center Ner, the center kindle is the Dat. That's the Yud. What is the Yud? It's a Dat. The Yud is, that's the center there. Let's then take the second, the Vav. The Vav is a straight line. That is the middle. The middle staff. What? Oh, we're going to get to the haze. Right, so the Yud is the top there, the top candle, and the Vav is the branch. It's the branch that goes all the way down. Then we have a letter He. What is letter He? How many lines do you need to make a letter He? Three lines. One like this, a line like this. We take those three lines, and that's three branches on one side. Take the other hey, yud k vav k, do the same thing. So the letter hey, so yeah, the whole menorah represents the shame Hashem. It's a Kabbalistic idea. Kabbalistic, they say that I heard someone give it on Shabbos, he went berserk. We're talking about a strimal. Strimal is made from tails. So some have a tradition. I don't know. I know nothing about this. I'm not going to tell you what he said because I can't repeat what he said. Some have a strimal of 26 tails because the strimal is is Kodesh, and it has to have the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And there was a person there who had a violent, like an allergic reaction. You have to call Hatzala, take the person away. There was a person there who had a violent reaction that had to be taken away to respond to the idea that the Shtreimel has 26 tails and the Mela represents the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei.
I like that.
It's not something to laugh at. It's not for me. I'm just telling you something that I saw firsthand. A discussion of
somebody has a time to sit and think.
No, it's Buddha. But the menorahs, you can't laugh at these things because maybe there was something to it. I don't know. I'm not in this world, and it's not for me. It's not for me to comment. It's not. The menorah is Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is a Bnei Yischaska. Bnei Yischaska is not someone to desist. Bnei Yischaska is Kodesh Kodashim. We don't understand what he means. These are extremely holy people. We don't understand. But this is what he says. So some want to go further and say, being that the letter Hey are straight lines. You don't see a Hey, a round Hey, and a round sign. It's straight lines. That's an indication that the menorah should be V. It's a V because to make the three branches, you take the letter Hey, you're breaking them apart. So another approach, but it's not a raya, just because Yud Kei Vav Kei doesn't, it's not a raya. So basically, why is it important? It's important because the Gemara says that Yechezkel was shown the Tzur of the Bayis Rishon. Yechezkel was shown the Tzur of the Bayis Rishon. But why do I need to know the Bayis Rishon? As Hashem told him, the Medrash says, when you study the Tzur of the Beis HaMikdash, it's like you are rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. So it's important to know, because when you're starting with Tzur, it's as if you're building. I once saw in a sefer that says, the truth is, it doesn't say anywhere if it should be round, should be a V. Elu v'elu divrei Elokim chayim. It's kosher. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, all you have is a V menorah, it's kosher. Let's say that day there's no V menorah, it got lost, it's by the cleaners. So they have a round menorah, it's kosher. It's not ma'akev, round V, and the truth is it's very, very possible that there were different kufos in Klal Yisrael. There were periods of time when they had a round menorah, and then there was a new trend, you know, modern art. There was a V menorah. There were different kufos. Sometimes it was like this, sometimes it was like this. There were different gedolei Yisrael, there were different approaches. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim.
Question: if you take the round off
of
the Rashi, it goes like this.
Yeah, V. Yeah.
So what if I made a round menorah?
Am I over? No, of course not. No. You still. It's a matter of branches. Yeah, you are over.
You're
over. Yeah, you're definitely over. That's not. The issue is not the round is straight. It's seven. Number seven is the issue.
Seven
is the issue. That's not a round
shape.
But pukhazi ma'amadvar. If you go look out into the world, the minig olam ruba deruba among besides the Babich is round. You can't deny that.
So where did Rashi and the Rambam get the basis?
I don't know. I guess tradition. I guess they had a Masorah. Because it doesn't say, there's nothing here to indicate.
If you go by archaeology, then the Masorah is the opposite.
You go by Titus, or you go by the coins.
Well, the coins is what
that's
I
the question.
That.
So how do you... This is an age-old question. How do you deal with what Rishonim say versus what we have records? Secular records. This is a very big debate, but I just want to present these ideas. But pukhazim ala advar, go to a shul. You don't see in a shul. Very rare do you see in shuls v menorahs by the amud. You see round menorahs, people around. But these are the issues, the sources, minhagim. Al choladeis l'choir. It's not ma'akev. It doesn't make a difference. They're both kosher. It's just, and it could very well be they changed, they alternated different amounts.